Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rausner. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rausner learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rausner.
Okay, let's get into our first discussion of Borer. We are up to the last shiur number 7, in volume 18 of the Tzorba Merabanan, the Lax Family Edition volumes. This volume was sponsored Leila Nishmas Yakir Hexter and David Schwartz, Zechorna Levracha, who gave their lives al Kiddush Hashem, fighting for Am Yisrael in Israel today. And we are up to the last shiur, the first shiur on Borer. Borer will have two shiurim, the last one in volume 18 here, and the first one in Be'ez Hashem, the next volume, coming out soon. We spoke about Bishul, we spoke about Dosh, now we talk about Borer. Borer is one of the, we might call it, scarier malachas, but more lenient malachas. How do you have both? On the one hand, it's pretty scary because there aren't too many Durabanans in Borer. It's either Daraisa or it's Mutter. But in almost every situation of Borer that we will see, one could do what they want to do. You just have to know how to do it. Like if you want to cook on Shabbos, you can't cook something on Shabbos. You can't color on Shabbos. You can't clean on Shabbos. Most things are us or is us. There's nothing to talk about. But when it comes to Borer, I want to separate something. So most of the time, you just have to recognize that it's a Borer situation. And once I recognize that it's a Borer situation, then I could go and separate in the way that Halacha says I'm allowed to separate. So it all depends on first recognizing that it is a Borer situation and then doing one of the strategies that the Halacha tells us to do. Borer is one of the three malachas that have to do with separating. If you look on page 291, which is the beginning of this year, beginning of shir 17, so the Gemara talks about Borer and Zoreh and Merakeid are all different types of separating malachas. Zoreh is winnowing, when I throw up the chaff and the light stuff blows away and the heavy stuff comes down. Borer is separating the rocky particles, but I don't want, and Merakeid is sifting. So all of them are different stages of Borer, but they're all counted separately because there's different stages of the Sidura de Pas of the 11 malachas for making bread. So let's get into Borer. Borer, separating in a way that is, there's a way that's going to be separating that is usser, and there's a way that's going to be separating that is mutter. Separating, let's call it Borer, is usser. If I separate in the way that Chazal tell me to separate, then it's not called separating. It's called what's derech achila. It's called the first step of usage, the first step of consumption, the first step of eating. And therefore, it's not borer. So once I realize and I try to do these three, then I'm not violating the malacha at all. What are those three conditions? That's all based on one amud of Gemara, Shabbos Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, source number one, there's a brisa that is very unclear what it means. And the Gemara has three suggestions. The last one is the one that's accepted. But along the way, the Gemara quoted all three factors that we hold of. Says the Gemara, Shabbos Ayin Dalet. Tana Rabbanan, Hayu L'fanim Minei Ochlin. If somebody has two types of food in front of them, Borer V'Ochel Borer Miniach. One could separate and eat. One separates and leaves over. V'Lo Yivrer, and he shouldn't separate. What does that mean? Separate and don't separate. V'Yim Birer Chayav Chatas. And if you did separate, Chayav Chatas. What does that verse mean? Separate, don't separate, and if you did, you're chayav achatos, which is, of course, an issa daraisa. So my kamar, what is going on here? So the Gemara explains, now on the top of the next page, El Amar of Yosef, borer va'ochel biyad. When it says borer va'ochel, borer v'miniach biyad, the first line is, with your hands, meaning without a separating instrument. The second line, which is referring to an issa drabanan, that is a low-level separating instrument. Remember in Hilchos Shabbos, Chayiv means Aser Daraisa, biblically Aser, Pater means Aser Darabanan, and Mutter means Mutter. So if you use a low-level separating instrument, a Kanan V'tamchi, some type of a basket, so then that's Aser Darabanan. B'nafo V'kfara, but a serious type, a sieve or a sifter, those should not be used, and if one uses those, that's the Aser Daraisa, Chayiv Chatas. And the Gemara doesn't like that, because the Braisa doesn't say any word about Yad Kli. So the Gemara has another suggestion, Elam Rav Huna, where Rav Huna says, Borer va'ochel ochel mito psoles. What's the first line? What's mutter? Good from the bad. The food from the garbage. Let's translate it literally first. Borer ochel mito psoles. Borer miniach ochel mito psoles. If I take the ochel from the psoles, which really literally means the food from the garbage, that's allowed. Psoles mitoch ochel lo yivrar, v'mbira chayev chadas. But if you take the garbage out from the food, that is asa daraisa, and that you're not allowed to do. But the Gemara also says, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Braisa doesn't say a word about Yad and Kli. The Braisa doesn't say a word about Ochel and Soles. So the Gemara has another idea, Ela Amar Abaya. Maybe it's about time. Borer va'ochel la'alter. Borer meiniach la'alter. La'alter, which means immediate. Miyad. Immediate consumption. You could be borer for right now. Ula bo bayom, but for later that day. Lo yivrar, one shouldn't be borer. V'imbir, and if you did, then it's as if you were borer for like a month from now. Nasa gebera lo'otzer v'chayev chatas. And the last line, Amru ha-rabbana kamei de-rava. Amru lehu, Rava says, when he hears this, Shaper karma Nachmeni. Nachmeni says good. Nachmeni is a nickname for Abaya. And Abaya, I accept his shita. And therefore the Gemara, at least the Maskana says, the end of the Gemara, the chilik in borer is, if you're doing it for right now, it's mutter. If you're doing it for later, it is going to be usser. Even though that is the maskana of the Gemara, the other factors that are mentioned earlier in the Gemara also come up lamaisa. As the Gemara continues on later on the daf, borer va'ochel, bir v'niach, the Gemara answers, that what's the chilik? If it's usser daraisa, darabanan, depends on the type of kli that you use. And the Gemara later on also has an unusual case of termesin, which are a certain type of legume, where the Gemara also gets into ochel mito psoles and psoles mito ochel. So lamaisa, well known, three conditions of borer. I need all three conditions. I need all three conditions to make it mutter. If I have all three conditions, so then it is considered as if I am eating, consuming. That's the lumdus, and therefore it's not called separating. I'm not doing a malacha. I am just consuming. Just like I think we mentioned the last year, you can't do a malacha in your mouth. So you can't do a malacha right before you eat as an extension. Right before that. And the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos and Paraches, where he starts talking about the malachas, the Rambam says in source number 4, Habor ochim top soles, o shahayu lefadev shnei minei ochlin, if somebody is being separating good food from garbage, o shahayu lefadev shnei minei ochlin, oh, he has in front of him two foods. We'll get to that. Let's skip that for now. The Rambam says, "V'imbira biyado lecho la'alter mutter." What does he say? He says, "Ochel, you're taking the good from the bad." Biyado, with his hand, not with a separating instrument. Lecho la'alter, for immediate usage. All three. Ochel yad la'alter, good from the bad. Immediate usage, not using a separating instrument. That is what the Rambam says. Habor psoles b'doch ochel. If you take the bad from the good, whatever the garbage from the food, afilu biyado achas chayev. Even if biyad, right? Any one of these might be daraisa. If you take the bad from the good, that's daraisa for the Rambam. If you're missing that condition, so we have these three conditions. These are known as ochel, yad, and la'alter, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shin yutes. Shin yutes is the siman about borer. Shin yud ches is bishul. Shin yutes is borer. By the way, I didn't mention earlier, it's one of the malachas that come up all the time. All the time. The Shulchan Aruch says, Habor ochel mito psoles, if somebody takes the good from the bad, the food from the garbage. O shay lefanav shimine ochlin, again, we'll get to that, and I want to skip that for now. Biyad mutter. Habor ochel mito psoles biyado lanicha filo bava yam, if you're doing it for later, nasa kabor lo otzer v'chayef. That's also daraisa. So if you do bad from the good, it's a nisa daraisa. If you do it with for later on, it's a nisa daraisa. It's scary. It's a scary malacha. But it's also not so scary because there's a way to do it. There's a way to do it, unlike other malachas. So let us get into each of these we're going to talk about. And we're going to have some examples, and then the next year we'll have many examples, in the next volume. But first let's talk about each of these categories, laying the groundwork. So miyad. Miyad, so it has to be, the language of the Gemara was la'alter, for immediate consumption. So how immediate? How immediate? Like right before I eat? What happens if it takes me some time to prepare for a meal? I'm prepared. Listen, it takes me half an hour to prepare for the meal. So maybe I have to separate now, but I'm going to be doing another 20 minutes of separating. Is that good enough? Is that okay? So that's where Rabbi Hananel says yes. As long as you don't have any major hefsek in between, Rabbi Hananel, source number 6, on page 295, Shabbos Ayin Dalet. Ula alter de Amar Abaya, kolzman she yoshev ala shulchan va'ochel. As long as you're at the table, as long as you're getting ready for the meal, right, that is good enough. And that's what the Rama says. V'chom ha'she borer l'tzorech osa suda shemesa b'miyan mikri la'alter. So there, you can't put a number amount of minutes on this, right? It's just before the meal or during the meal if you're using it. The Mishnah Berurah says that too. V'chom ha'she borer, explaining that Rama that we just saw, source number 8 on page 295, Rotsa lomar, afilu yarech zman asuda kamashos. Even if the meal takes many hours, mikri la'alter, it's called immediate. Kivan sha'breira hisamach l'suda. Since the borer is being done right before the suda, it is good enough to be considered miyad. That's the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. And again, it does not have a number of minutes on it. The Ramosha writes that beferish. Ramosha says, in Igros Moshe, dalet ayin dalet, that's the siman written to Rabbi Eider. A lot of the small tshuvas and paragraphs there, says Rabbi Eider, says Ramosha to Rabbi Eider, ein sha'azu shel shir sha'ah. It's not a certain amount of minutes. Ella, hazman shahaderechu le'isha zu shemisaderes ha'ochlin lahasuda v'kodem lazeh afilu sha'aktana aser. Right beforehand, even if it takes a long time, if it's a two-hour meal and it takes an hour to prepare, it's all good that whole time. But if you have any break, any hefsek in the middle, even a small amount of time, then that's not miyad. That's not miyad. And that's where a ribiyad summarizes also. It's permitted, in source number 10, it's permitted to do borer activities anytime during the entire course of the preparation, even though the selected items will not be used until much later in the meal. That's okay. Because the entire process of preparing and conducting the meal, that's called miyad. That's called miyad, number one. Example, he says, tablecloth, we'll get to silverware and vegetables and cookies and everything. You're allowed to prepare everything before the meal. You're even allowed to do borer for dessert before the meal. It's all considered one meal. It is okay. Rav Avadia in the Chazon Avadia tries to give some times. If it's a small, it depends how many people you have at the meal. If you have a lot of people, it could take half an hour, 45 minutes. If it's a very small meal, then just a couple of minutes. Just a couple of minutes. Lamaisa is only right before the meal. You can't have any break. Can't have any break in the middle. Right, that's what the Shmir Shabbos says as summary. V'shamati, he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman. Ki ozeres hamitbach. What if there's somebody who's helping in the kitchen, but she has other things that she's going to do before the meal, but she just wants to do this now, and then she'll do other things before the meal. That's not miyad. Ozeres mitbach asur la livur l'suda, shein omnim lecha lachshav. She can't be a bora right before if af she'osa ken g'de ligmar asavudasa lefnei sha'asa suda. If there's going to be some type of break, right? It has to be right before, without taking any breaks in between. That is what the Mishnah Berurah says by tochein. Let's say you want to put borer and then go to shul and then come back. That's not miyad. If the going to the shul in the middle is happening, that's a break. That's a break. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah in Source 13, by tochein, where there might also be a heter of miyad, but that is the definition of miyad. But there are also some other interesting questions about, is this called miyad? What happens if preparing something 3 hours before makes it taste better after 3 hours? So there's going to be a big break, but the big break is litzarech of the meal for the food to taste better. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's okay. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's okay. The Shmir Shabbos in Source 14 quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman. V'shamati miyagon Rav Shlomo Zalman oyerbach zatzal. Demistaver she'im l'tam atov shel atavshel. Sometimes you want something to sit in gravy or peeled beforehand. We'll have to talk about peelers. Tzarech shiyo b'tzalim munachin bozman rav. You want the onions to marinate, to sit in it for a while. D'yesh lomar d'chashev al alter v'shari. That's okay. That's mutter because that's called the tzarech of the suda. How much do you have to work backwards? The amount of time it takes to do it, or even if it's going to taste better if you prepare it in a certain way, that's what you go back. V'nirlani is daiti bazeh, says the Shmir Shabbos. De kamosha mutu liver l'tzorach suda. shel mea ish, just like if you're preparing a meal for 100 people. Afshe tchilas abreiri vadeh lachar zman, even though it's an hour before, objectively, there's a lot of time. V'gam deliver l'zorach su'ud shel kama manos, and if it's a four-course meal, you're allowed to prepare the third course before the first one. Yochlo zorach lachar zman, mibnei shederach achilu hu kach, hachanami gam kan. So to hear. The same thing would apply. In Litzara Chatam, Regilin Tami Lahachin, Ulasakin Ozarak Shalosh or Abishol Slavade Sude. If this is when it's usually prepared, 3 or 4 hours before, Shaper Mutter Livrar, Vachashiv Kederach Achila Bakach. That is all Derech Achila, and that is all allowed. But, Avim Malamachlu Tov, if it's fine, if you would prepare it, this is the other way, if it tastes better, if you did it earlier, what if you did it on Friday? Would it taste just as good? Then you should do it on Friday. Then you should do it on Friday. If you didn't have to do it then, right? He says that's what, but if you didn't and you need to prepare this food now, then you do it now. That's one idea. Interesting, is that miyad? Yes. What happens if you want to prepare food for the guests, which you know they will not eat? But when you serve a plate, you don't want to put just that there are 4 guests here, so I'm going to put 5 pieces of chicken on the plate. You want to serve so that there's shefa, so that people will take and they'll still be left on the plate. People might not want to take the last piece. So is that also called preparing for a su'uda need if you know some of it is not going to be eaten? And the Tshuva is Rav Pa'olam, the Benish Chai says yes. That's also a meal need. Meal doesn't only mean what you're going to eat at the meal, but what you want to serve at the meal. Says the Tshuva is Rav Pa'olam. Vida, kines tapakti. He had this question. Bebore shir lamalos haka'ara. You borer for the amount to fill the plate. I want to put it down in front of the guests right now. V'yodeahu, but I know. She'ena arachlim ochlim kol mashniach b'ka'ara. I know they're not going to eat everything. Ubefada yishaya, there'll definitely be some left over. Achu borer shilom alekara, b'nei ha'kovet, it's kovetik. To serve them a lot, to serve them b'shefa. D'ginai lahavi l'fnei arachim karas chaserim. I'm going to bring the guests out a half a plate of chicken because there's only this many guests. You bring a whole plate. That's the minhag olam. She'ez shuras deracheres, not deracheres to be minimal in what I serve. So ubara etzli misvara kol kia less than pa. I don't think there's a problem. De gamba zen nechshav tzarech osa suda la'altar. I think that's mutter. The afal pi, and even though he's bringing a lot more than that's going to be eaten, but it's a tzarech of the suda. The afal mishu mevi akara maleya bebnei akavir dafka mabekach. This is good enough. The Rav Avadia is not so convinced, even though Shmir Shabbos agrees with the Shuas Rav Pa'olim. Rav Avadia and Chazon Avadia says, I'm not sure. What's his raya to that? I'm not sure. But it seems to be that there is what to be rely on. So it's called Miyad, even if it takes a long time beforehand. It's called Miyad, even if it's just only done then to taste better. And it's called Miyad, if it's just being done to make the guests feel good. That is condition number one, Miyad la'alter, right? Immediate. That's got to be for immediate consumption. What about number two, Yad? Yad, it has to be done with your hands. That was the chilik in the Gemara. It has to be done with your hands. But one second, we generally don't eat with our hands. We eat with silverware. So is using silverware called a kli? If I'm using a fork to eat chicken with, I'm going to separate the chicken and the skin. We're going to have to get to how to eat chicken and how to eat everything. But so is silverware called a separating instrument? So it seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah about a spoon. The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yutes, Ar Simon, Sif Samach Beis, in source number 17. Now I'm on page 300 in Ar Shir. The Mishnah Berurah says, if one is skimming off cream on the top of milk with a spoon, that is called borer bekli. That's borer bekli. Hakolet shuman atzaf al pichalav, gam zehu bechal borer. That's borer. Alkein yizoyer. Be careful, shekshiyagia samach lechalav, yaniach sasem hachalav ashari. As we'll learn about what to do, how to unborer the situation. But he says, avalikach hashuman betzimsum, to take exactly a spoon. Let's say it's not milk. Let's say it's fat on top of the chicken soup. And you want to skim off using a spoon, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's a problem. That's borer bekli. That is the Mishnah Berurah. But on the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Source 18, a little later in the Siman, Shin Yutes Samach Vav, says, V'dat b'tosefte isa mechavitu maisa kedera, lahafrid b'kaf machal aveh min arotev. If something's sitting in gravy, you want to separate it, That's going to be okay. That's going to be mutter. It's derech achila. He doesn't seem to say that it is considered a separating instrument. So is a spoon a separating instrument or not? How do you understand the Mishnah Berurah? So how do you understand it? Two suggestions. Rav Moshe says, well, maybe what are you using it for? What are you using it for? Says Rav Moshe. By the case of skimming the milk, you're using it to separate. You're using it as a separating instrument. You're not using it as an extension of your hand, right? What's the Salah Hakel? Well, the reason we use forks and knives and spoons is not because we're using a separating instrument. It's just that's the Derech Eretz. We don't want to eat with our hands. So it's just an extension of my hand. It's a Yad Arichta. So says the Rav Moshe. If you're using it to skim off the top of the chicken soup or the milk, that's not an extension. That you're using it to separate. Im al yedei, he says in Source 19, Igris Moshe Aleph Kuf Chav Dalet. Im al yedei amazlig viakaf nivrar binokel mi biyado. It's separating. Shenimsa shemisayimim lamaisa breira yesh lachlev zebor bekli viyesh lesor. But if you're using the spoon just to eat with, you have a piece of meat inside the chalent. I'm taking it out, right? Because I want to eat the meat. That's separating. That's eating. That's eating. That's not the separating. Avalam ein osin labrera klum yoser mibiyado. No, I'm. It's not that I'm using the spoon because it's better. I don't want to stick my hand in the chalent to take out the piece of meat. No, it's not derech eretz. Elamach b'shena rosel alach lechiyado. I don't want to get my hand dirty. Or I'm trying to reach something on the plate and I can't reach it, so I use the fork. Or it's a liquid. All those cases, that's okay. You're not using the spoon to separate, and therefore it is just an extension. It's just an extension of your hand. The Archa Shabbos has a different, again, contemporary in Yerushalayim, does not like that chilek. He assumes, like, what's the chilek is what is something, you can look at the chilek. He says, the only actions usually done as part of the process of food production are prohibited when done with cutlery. But otherwise not. Okay, another chilek. Ravadia also, he assumes that spoons are always mutter. Spoons are always mutter. He argues with the Mishnah Berurah. He assumes that that's not called a kli borer at all. And therefore, maybe if you would be doing the taking the skimming off of the chicken soup, that would be okay. You'll have to need the other issues. We'll have to get out of Solas Bitoch Ochel and the others, but we will see. Either way, the Shmir Shabbos passes like the Mishnah Berurah and the Chilek of Rav Moshe. And therefore, if I'm using the spoon, if I'm using fork, and we generally paskin, if you're using silverware just because you don't want to get your hands dirty, so then it's mutter. Rav Ovadia says it's mutter always. The Mishnah Berurah says if I'm using it to separate, then it could be a problem. That's the chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah. The Shmir Shabbos, though, quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, which has an important shita, which we'll have to get back to. Shmir Shabbos quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, but he's not so convinced of it. He says at the end, Vitzarach Iyun. But he says, what if you have a kli borer, but the kli is always borer for immediate consumption? That's the way it is. Not like, let's say you have a colander which you pour noodles into. So that's not for, I can make noodles and I put them in the fridge. That's not for immediate consumption. But what if you have, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, a tea bag. Lifting the tea bag out of the tea. Is that a kli borer? Now that tea bag has water in it. And now I pick it up, the water is going to drip out. So is that a kli borer, that bag? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, no. Because that kli borer is always meant to be eat right before you eat. That's not called a kli. A kli means lahaniach la'achar zman. That's what the Shmir Shabbos quotes Chiddush from Rav Shlomo Zalman, Source 22. If one wants to be machmir, we'll have to get to that. There are those that are machmir. Take the tea bag out with a spoon. As we'll see, that's then you're not separating the liquid from the tea bag. To kli miyuchad livror letzorech miyadi bilvad. A kli that's miyuchad for borer, but you always use it for immediate consumption, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, efshar deina b'chlal iser borer livror b'kli. Lufkach, he gives two examples. Mutter, lishpok, tamsis, te, derek, misanenes, shebefi, atiyun. Right? Some type of separating, not the tea bag, that's the next one, or to pour it through a misanenet. Olahotzi, sakite, midokakos, or to take out the tea bag from the cup. Shagam, shetipos, tamsis, ate, mitaftafos, ben a sakit, even though some of the drops drip down from the bag when you take it out. Says the Shmir Shabbos. Now, let me extend this. Some people, not as common nowadays as much, but sometimes people put rice in their salt shakers to keep the salt dry. But when you start shaking the salt shaker, so then the rice is kept inside because it's bigger than the holes. So is that a kli borer? Are you separating the salt from the rice? So according to Shlomo Zalman, it wouldn't be a problem. It's the same heter. Because this is always used right before. Ulam, the Shmir Shabbos is not so convinced of that heter. He assumes that it could be a kli borer, and therefore he does not think that one should use the salt shaker in that. Rav Avadia thinks the salt shaker is fine. You're not separating because you want to keep the rice in. The tiny little holes are there so that the salt could be distributed smoothly on everything that you are pouring it on. But it's not because you're separating the rice from the salt. And we'll get to this later, but I'll mention it now. Shem, it could be that there's no concept of psikoresha when it comes to borer. Meaning kavana livrar might be part of the definition of borer. And here, are you having, when you shake the salt out, your kavana is to separate and keep the rice in? That happens. That happens, but your rice is in there because you want to keep the salt dry, and your salt shaker is shaped like this because you want to have the salt distributed in an even way. So Rav Ovadia, in source 23, thinks that it's not a problem at all. Kleg hakadikra malchia, she'irvu gargire orez imamelach shebasocha, you put some rice inside, kadei lemnoa lachus bamelach, so there's the moisture, it keeps away the moisture. Hey, mutal shabbos baba shabbos, could you use it lefazer mimenamelach alamachal, to scatter, to spread salt on food, al yedei hamichse hamenuka shebamelchia, describes it beautifully, you got the holes in there, iyavika borer. V'niril anias daiti lahatir, says the Chazon Avadia, I think it's mutter. Kine kli zelo nasal shem breira, it was not made to be a kli borer. It's made to be a kli that spreads the salt, and therefore that's not a kli borer. What about a slotted spoon? So that is a discussion. Slotted spoon. So the Archa Shabbos assumes it's a problem. The Ar Latzion, the Yalka Yosef, say lechadchila it shouldn't be used. Lamaisa, we could have the same chiluk that we had based on the Mishnah Berurah before. Why are you using the slotted spoon? If you're using a slotted spoon, that's the spoon you found. Not that you, Dafka, you're just using the slotted spoon to spoon out. So then that should be okay. You're not using it to separate. If you, Dafka, pick up some chalent, you pick up a potato. Somebody says they only want potatoes. They don't want the liquid. So you pick it up and you wait for the liquid to drain out. Maybe that could be a problem. That's you're using that spoon for to be borer. So therefore, one should definitely lechadchila be careful of that. So we spoke about two so far. We spoke about miyad, what's called miyad, and if you have a long meal, and if you do it just for the covet of the archim, and the other details. And then we just spoke about biyad, meaning what's called a kli and what's called yad. When is silverware okay most of the time, and when not? So let's get to the third one now. The third is ochel mitoch psoles, which I kept translating on purpose as food from the garbage. But now we'll get to how it's usually translated. Because the Gemara, Shabbos Ayin Dalet, that same Amud Aleph, Ayin Dalet Aleph in Shabbos, the Gemara says, what happens if there are two foods in front of you? That's the case of the Braisa. Two foods, Ochlin, Borer v'Ochel, Borer Miniach, our Braisa that we discussed. So two foods. So what kind of Borer is there? As we'll learn, Borer requires a Taroves. That's ABC's of Borer. Borer, we spoke so far about what you're supposed to, how do you do borer in a mutter way? But we didn't even talk about, well, when is borer shayich? You sewed one, it has to be a mixture. If it's not a mixture of good things and bad things, then there's no borer. As we'll learn, if you have three cookies, taking one, they're all the same. Taking one cookie, that's not borer. They're all the same, as we'll see. So Tosfos says, Tosfos quoting Rabbi Chananel on that Gemara, Shabbos Ayin Dalet, two foods, Tosfos says, you take borer va'ochel, borer meniach, says Rabbi Chananel, de ba'ochel mitoch ochel, shaycha breira, even food and food, like the case we spoke about, the chalent and the potatoes and the meat and the barley, it's this borer there. What do you mean borer? It's all food. No, sheborer oso she'ino chafetz lechol, mitoch osho sherotze lechol. If the one that you want, that's called ochel. The one that you don't want is called psoles. The oso sheino chafitz bo chashib psoles, legabi oso shechafitz bo v'chemash v'birushalmi. That's Tosfos. Tosfos is the name of Rabbeinu Hananel. Borer applies to two foods. They're two good things. Doesn't matter. If you want one, they're all jelly beans, but you don't like one color of the jelly beans, that's called psoles. The Rambam does not have this chilek. The Rambam doesn't have, when the Rambam talks about separating two foods, he only quotes the other two conditions, yad and miyad, which makes it sound like for the Rambam, borer is only when you have something objectively psoles. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, again, Ches Yud Gimel, 28. Hayu lefanav shni minei ochlin, mi'uravin, two types of mixed up foods. Right, again, if you have two pieces of chicken on opposite sides of the plate, that's not a tarovis. If you have two foods that are mixed up together, borer echod, mei echod, miniach lechol miyad, vimbire vihiniach lachar zman, afilu baba yom chayev. You could do it miyad and biyad. The Rambam doesn't say anything about ochel mito psoles. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, but the Ramah sticks in two words to interpret the Shulchan Aruch like Tosfos. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Shin Yutaz Sif Gimel, source 29. You have two types of foods that are mixed together. Borer echad me echad. You take one. Umei niach. So the Rosh Hashanah just says lechol miyad, and you leave the other one over. The Ramah adds in umei niach hasheni kidei lechol miyad. Take one and leave the other one over, which is understood as the Bir Halacha explains that the Ramah is trying to put the Tosfos on the Rambam, which he's not so convinced. And that is, whatever you're taking, whatever you want, that's what you should take. Whatever you don't want, you should leave. You should leave. But Lomaisa, that is what we are machmir for. Even if the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't hold of it, but we paskin like the Ramah, which is based on the Trumas Hadeshim, which is based on the Rush, and even the Sephardi poskim say that is what we're supposed to be holding. That ochel mitoch psoles. Anything that you want is called ochel. Anything that you don't want is called psoles. And that's what the Rav Shlomo Amar says in source 31. Right, he says, "Lomaisa tov lahachmir lachush ladas atosfos varash." After all, remember, borer is scary. We said borer is scary. Borer is malchad araisa, and borer applies even by non-foods. We didn't emphasize that borer applies by non-foods. It applies by silverware. It applies by clothing. It applies by games. Pieces of games. How to put away a game is a very serious issue on Shabbos, which we will have to talk about. Good. What if you have chicken? You have five pieces of chicken. You have six different cookies on the plate. Is that a situation of borer? The Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen, as we know, Rav Yisrael Isserlin, we assume that he wrote his own shuvas. He wrote the question. He wrote a sefer in a question and answer form. The second volume, the Psukim, seemed to be real shilas. But the first one wasn't real shilas. It was just what he wanted to talk about. And he wrote it in question and answer form. Why is it called Hadeshen? Because there are 354 chuvas. This is the truma of the Deshen. The Deshen, that's the number of chuvas. So he writes in Simen Nun Zayin on page 309. Sheila chatichas dogim munachem aluach echad. You have pieces of fish on a plate. Piece of fish on a plate. Obik ka'ara mefurado zumizu. Separated from each other. Kamosha begilan laniach kach. Ubishabbat kishbal echom ayan rozalechom miksasan. Ulishayar miksasan lesudacheres. But you want to take some food. You want to take some fish from your fish pieces on your plate. How do you allow to do it? Says the Mishum HaTadashen. Yireh. Delotzorach ledakde kokach badavar. That's all fine. That's not a borer situation. Zelo chashabrera, ela dafka bishne minim, velo b'menachar b'chla. You need two minim. If it's all chicken, it's all the same chicken, it's all the same min. Devade dafka nakaratana. V'chen kala machabrim shne mine ochlin. Two minim. But if it's all one min, it's okay. That is a yesod. By the way, the other yesod is that it has to be mixed in with each other. If there are two sides of the plate, that's not a mixture either. But in terms of the types, it has to be two different types. And that's what the Ramah says. Shnei minei dogim mikri shnei minei ochlim. Vasar liver achamei chaver alo biyado. If it's two different types of fish, there's bass and there's, I'm not a fish eater so much, but you have two other types of fish that people eat. Two types of salmon. So that's a borer situation. If it's all the same salmon, just one big, one small piece, that's not a borer situation. AFP says, Avish Atichas Gadolas Kalach de Keres Bifriatsma. I will call Shu Min Echad. Avish Barachatichas Gadolas Bidoktanos, or Mikri Breira. The Ramah says big and small doesn't make a difference. That's not called different types. The Taz argues with the whole Kula. He thinks of the Shumas Adeshen, meaning even if they're one type, maybe what you want is called Ochel. And you shouldn't take out what you don't want. That's called Psolas. So the Taz argues on the whole heter of the Ramab, even if it's one type, he says towards the end of 34, Velo Yivra Afilu B'Menachad. Even one type, Afilu Gedolus B'Oktanos. If it's one type, don't separate, because what you want to eat, that piece, is the Ochel, like Tosfos said. But we assume that many Achronim agree with the Ramah. So as long as it's one type, it's all okay. But often it's not one type. Any time there could be a difference between the two, the Mishnah Berurah says, roasted and cooked. What if there's grilled chicken and schnitzel? They're all chicken. No. They're different. What if there's pargit and chazeof? Right? Dark meat, white meat. That's a difference. So the whole heter of the Ramah is where there's no difference, it's one type, and the size doesn't make a difference. But if the size is going to make a difference in quality or different types, how it's prepared, then that makes a difference. Chocolate chip cookies and cinnamon cookies. That's a Borer situation. It's a Borer situation. Big and small. Tablespoons and teaspoons. That's a Borer. It's just spoons. No. It's a Borer situation. And you have to do good from the bad, and all three. We'll have to get to, if you want to set the table the night before for the next day, how do you do it? We'll have to get to that, Brother Shem, in the next year. But a Shabbos socks and weekday socks. These are all Borer situations. One should care. And that's what the Archa Shabbos says in Source 36. He gives many examples. If it's all one type, we're all good. But if not. Amnam im elu chafatzim. Asher shimusham shonez emizeh. Kagon garbayim gedolos vaktanos. Big or small socks. Sichos rosh gedolos vaktanos. Pins. That's a tyroves. Different types of chicken. Like I said, dark meat, white meat. Different types of, chazeof. Knafayim, wings. Then it's an issue. Kosova, poskim shapatarov shal menechad. If you're machped on certain ones, he says, so then that is an issue. So therefore, we should be careful and recognize Borer situations. I'll give you another example. The Shmir Shabbos says, matzah. Whole matzahs and broken matzahs. Sometimes you open up a box at the Seder, you're like, oh, these are all broken. Okay, here's a whole one. You know, let's just put these separate so we know which are the whole ones. So I'll separate the whole ones from the broken. There's a different quality in a half a matzah and a whole matzah. You could use this for shalom. You could use this for lechem mishnah. So again, anything that has a different in quality, that is okay. If you look in the Yechav Adas, beginning of the Sefer, he talks about whether you're allowed to do, I might have mentioned this in the past year, whether you're allowed to do, I think I did, when we spoke about the malachas in general, whether you're allowed to do birchas ilanos on Shabbos. And he goes through many different sugyas about it. Are you worried that you might come to cut off one of the blossoms? But then he quotes in the footnote there that, maybe you shouldn't be able to do Birchas Ilanos on Shabbos because by making the Birchas Ilanos, you are being mevarer the nitzotzos, you are uplifting and separating the pure spiritual sparks from the tree, from the fruit, unless you say, maybe that's ochol mitoch psolas, that's good from the bad, you're taking out the sparks, and you're doing it for immediate consumption and spirituality. Rav Avadya says, there's no malacha in the spiritual world. And after all, what do you make? A bracha is mevar nitzotzos. Every bracha you make is mevar nitzotzos. You make a bray pra eitz, you're mevar nitzotzos. There's no malacha. It's not dumi de malachas hamishkan. And therefore, it's going to be mutter, and that's not going to be a problem. Towards the end of the shiur, they quote here from Rav Elazar Malamed in the Panini Halacha, that borer is a message for life also. We always have to take the good from the bad. We always have to separate properly. We always have to know what's good and what's bad, and always take the good and consume it immediately and do our best to fulfill not just the Malacha on Shabbos, but Borer, proper Borer, during the week as well. Okay, this finishes up volume number 18. We will try to have a shiur or two of Chazara, and then B'ez Hashem, we'll get to the next volume of Hilchos Shabbos. We will stop here.